Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 47 of the year, and I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
Leah, today we are leaving the mainland. We are flying way out into the middle of the South Pacific Ocean, about halfway between Hawaii and New Zealand. We are heading to the United States territory of American Samoa. It is a place of unbelievable natural beauty, deep ancient traditions, and immense strategic importance. And we are profiling its historic representative, Republican delegate Amua Amata Coleman Radawagan.
And Stephen, we have to start with her name, because it carries so much weight. Amua is not just a first name. It is a registered traditional Samoan chiefly title. She is a leader in the traditional Fa'a Samoa, the Samoan way of life. And her political roots are basically royalty on the islands. Her father, Peter Tally Coleman, was the very first person of Samoan descent to be appointed governor of American Samoa, and later he became its first popularly elected governor. She grew up breathing the politics of the Pacific.
She really did. She spent decades in Washington, D.C. as a staffer and a liaison for the Pacific Territories before finally running for the seat herself and winning in 2014. She is the first woman ever elected to represent American Samoa in the U.S. House. Now, like Eleanor Holmes Norton in D.C., who we profiled earlier, Radawagan is a non-voting delegate. She can't vote on the final passage of bills on the House floor, but she has full voting rights in her committees. And in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, she is using those committees as a shield for her islands.
Let's talk about the absolute biggest issue for her, veterans. American Samoa is a tiny territory. Only about 45,000 people live there. But they have one of the highest military enlistment rates per capita of any state or territory in the United States. They are incredibly patriotic. They fight and bleed in every American conflict. But when they come home, getting medical care is a nightmare. You are thousands of miles away from a major VA hospital. For years, veterans had to fly to Honolulu just to get basic treatments or checkups.
Which is incredibly expensive and physically exhausting. If you are sick or injured, Radawagan sits on the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and she uses that seat to hammer the VA bureaucracy. She has been fighting relentlessly to bring full-service VA clinics to the islands. She is pushing massive expansions in telehealth, so doctors on the mainland can treat Samoan veterans remotely. She argues that if these young men and women are willing to die for the American flag, the federal government owes them world-class health care, regardless of how isolated their zip code is.
And that isolation also plays into her other major crusade, emergency preparedness. You know, Stephen, when a natural disaster hits a place like Texas or Florida, you can drive trucks of water and generators across state lines within hours. But when a massive Pacific cyclone, or a tsunami, hits American Samoa, they are entirely on their own. The port shut down, the airport closes, and they are cut off from the world. Radawagan is hyper-focused on hardening their infrastructure. She is constantly working with FEMA to ensure the islands have the reinforced shelters, the communication grids, and the stockpiled resources to survive worst-case scenarios.
She understands that preparation is the only thing standing between a storm and a total catastrophe. And speaking of survival, we have to talk about the economy, specifically the tuna industry. If you look at the private sector in American Samoa, it is basically one thing, the Starkist Cannery in Pago Pago. It employs thousands of people. It is the anchor of their entire way of life. But it is constantly under threat from Washington bureaucrats who don't understand the Pacific.
Exactly. Radawagan sits on the Natural Resources Committee, and she fights a two-front war to save that cannery. The first front is the minimum wage. There is always a push in Washington to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 or $20 an hour. Radawagan has to constantly remind her colleagues that if you apply a mainland minimum wage to American Samoa, the cannery will simply close. They will move the operation to a foreign country where labor is pennies an hour, and the American Samoan economy will collapse overnight. She fights for special wage exemptions to keep those jobs on the island.
The second front is fishing rights. There has been a huge push by environmental groups to expand the Pacific Remote Islands Marine National Monument. Essentially, they want to draw a massive circle around millions of square miles of ocean and ban all commercial fishing. Radawagan has been incredibly vocal against this. She argues that the U.S. tuna fleet is already the most heavily regulated and sustainable fleet in the world. If you ban them from fishing in U.S. waters, you aren't saving the fish. You are just handing those waters over to the massive, unregulated Chinese fishing fleets that don't care about the environment at all.
And that brings us to her role on the Foreign Affairs Committee. In 2025 and 2026, the Indo-Pacific is the most geopolitically tense region on Earth. China is aggressively trying to buy influence in the South Pacific. They are building ports and signing security pacts with independent island nations. American Samoa is a sovereign United States territory. It has one of the best natural deepwater harbors in the world at Pago Pago. Radovagan leverages this constantly. She tells the White House and the Pentagon, "We are your anchor in the South Pacific. You need to invest in our Coast Guard base. You need to invest in our infrastructure, because we are the front line against Chinese expansion."
She is an incredible diplomat for her people. She balances the ancient traditions of the Fa Samoa with the brutal, modern realities of geopolitics and federal budgets. She doesn't have a final vote on the House floor, but her fingerprints are all over the policies that govern the Pacific.
The chief who defends the islands.
The guardian of the tuna fleet and the champion of the Pacific veteran.
That is Delegate Amua Amata Coleman Radovagan.
That is our profile for American Samoa. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.